Why is it never perfect? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every year we hear the same question. How come at this holiday dedicated to peace on Earth do so many people feel like exploding? Is it because you're trying to guess the likes and dislikes of people you barely know? Because you got pepper sprayed in the retro Air Jordan line? Of course people snap at Christmas. And underneath it all is this fundamental contradiction of enforced happiness. It's an idea planted by stories and movies and commercials that Christmas is when every family poses for their Hallmark card. This perfect time when there is not a single raised voice or even a single raw temper. But if you remember the original Christmas story, it was not a carefree time for the Holy Family. We focus on the angels and the shepherds and the Charlie Brown simplicity. But in fact, it was one of the earliest documented cases of overbooking, right? They ended up in a stable for Christ's sake, and I mean that in its most respectful sense. They were being hunted by a tyrant named Herod who wanted to kill the child, not to mention Joseph initially thought that Mary had cheated on him. Well, Christmas has become this time when we try to mend all our relationships at once, but you can't. You have to maintain them year-round. Plus, the only way to have that Hallmark ending is to go through a crisis first, to let the tempers flare, and then to cool down, come to your senses, and despite all the bad feelings, approve the payroll tax cut anyway.
Without objection, the bill is engrossed, read for a third time and passed, and the motion reconsider is laid on the table.
Merry Christmas, America. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.